Australia to apologise to Aborigines. This is breakingnewsenglish.com. The Australian government has said it will take the long overdue step of apologising to the stolen generation of Aborigines. The stolen generation means the 10,000 Aboriginal children who were forcibly removed from their parents and adopted by white families. Babies, toddlers and youngsters were often snatched from their mother's arms or secretly kidnapped. The idea was to breed out the Aboriginal colour, which was based on the belief that Aborigines were a doomed race. This policy of integrating mixed-race children into white society started in 1910 and only ended in 1969. 40 years after it ended, newly elected Prime Minister Kevin Rudd will make the formal apology in a Parliament address on February 13. Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin said it would be a bridge to the future. Aborigines were delighted with the historic news. Christine King from the Stolen Generations Alliance said February 13 would be an extremely significant and emotional day. She said, "Older people thought they would never live to see it, so it's very important." The wording of the apology has been agreed with Indigenous leaders and is being kept under wraps. It is not known whether Mr. Rudd will say the word sorry, a subject of much controversy. All previous governments refused to make an apology for destroying the lives of so many Aborigine children and families. They believed it was impossible to say sorry for actions of the past. Australia's opposition party leader, Brendan Nelson, echoed the policy of previous governments by saying rising petrol and food prices were more important than the apology.